Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting 7th. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting 8th. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sal Mali. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sal Mali. And now, play ball. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to third. Kiner moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Mali is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mali strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Molly covering, for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to third. Smith moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. Rivera moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Dropo moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Art Houdeman now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 1 in the game. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Fox reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. Kell moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the mound. Houdeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Smith strikes out. There goes Fain. The throw from Lawler to Fox, and back to Dropo, who tags Fain out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 2 in the game. Harshman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Jose Santiago now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland throws to second for one, and Avila throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Dropo moves to second. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dropo scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Billy Harrell pinch hits for George St. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Foyles pinch hits for Jose Santiago. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Foyles now catching. Ray Narlski now pitching. Billy Harrell now playing shortstop. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0-for-3 in the game. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Ray Narlski. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Minoso strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrell strikes out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Avila hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.